Well, today we're going to talk about a little something that makes us all kind of feel good because it's something outdoors, which we could use a lot more of these days. Kate Olson, Cass County Extension Program Coordinator, is with us here today on the phone. We're going to talk about some opportunities out there to pick up a few bucks to help out with some local garden projects today through the Cass County Master Gardener Program. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. Thanks for the time. It's April. We're supposed to be thinking about gardens and spring and getting outside. Hopefully it's not too far away.
I'm hoping not. Things are starting to bud. It's a little more green in the grass than brown, so things are looking up.
Well, they've never told us that we can't get outside and enjoy some of those things we like as long as we practice social distancing.
That's right.
So here is maybe an opportunity for some folks to kind of spruce up their little corner of the world here. Cass County Master Gardeners grants are available again this year. You've been doing this program for how long?
We've done several different versions of it. But yeah, the Master Gardener Memorial Grant Program has been around, for at least the last, 7-8 years. It kind of started as an idea to honor a previous master gardener, and then it evolved into just a general memorial grant fund to honor the service of a lot of our previous master gardeners. So it's been a work in progress, but we always get great results from the community, and we always love seeing the projects that come in for awards. So Cass County does a great job of coming up with creative ways to use gardening to benefit their community. So that's the best part of this project, hands down.
So it has been a pretty popular program?
Yeah, we give out different amounts every year depending on our budget, but we usually give all the money away and have to sometimes even cut some of the money that's requested, aren't able to fund all of our projects that are requested. So that's why we encourage people to get the applications in and make sure that they're filled out to the best of your ability so we can adequately make our award decisions.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have something that's popular from folks who can take advantage of the program, but it's also nice to know that you've got folks who want to keep feeding the program to keep it popular.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we have different applications every year. That's actually one of the guidelines of our program. If you got money last year, we ask you to take a year off from applying. We don't want to be the sole source of funding for any program. So if a program has to be pretty self-sustaining, so we don't award money to the same people year after year, which tells me there's a pretty good constant supply of gardening projects that people are keep coming up with. So that's fun to see.
Great. Well, it's an opportunity for folks, as I said, to kind of spruce up their little corner of the world, community gardens, different beautification type programs, educational programs. Give them an idea of what the program is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Memorial Grants program is open for application from any nonprofit group or organization, or even just a group of interested individuals. We normally don't give money to businesses or for-profit groups, but we've donated money before to schools, churches, libraries, youth groups like 4-H clubs and Boy Scouts, any group or organization that's wanting to improve their community. That can be improving their community through beautification, through community gardening to donate produce, through educational offerings. We did a grant a couple of years ago for one of our local libraries to start a seed library. We've done youth garden programming. We've done gardening programming, at libraries. And, we've done all sorts of projects. As long as it's for community benefit and either has, an education or a community benefit, we'll consider the application.
Excellent. Well, I see that the grant has a maximum value of $300 each, which now, if you're thinking about other grant programs, that may not sound like a lot, but you can do a lot of good with these types of projects with that money.
Absolutely. And a lot of the things, the money that, we give out is for plants or mulch or things like that. Well, there's a lot of specials going on right now where you can get a flat of plants for 10 or 15 bucks if you're planting vegetables. So, if you're doing a community garden plant, that'll get you a pretty long ways for $300. So, it's not a huge project, but we do the $300 amount so we can help several different groups. I think last year we gave grants to 8 different organizations across the county. So
that's awesome. course, they're also that's helping to supply the materials. The labor, well, there's usually no cost for that because you're putting in the elbow grease.
That's right. Yeah, like I said, all of our groups are not-for-profit, so pretty much most of the labor is being done by volunteers, whether that's providing the education or sourcing the resources or, a little elbow grease to dig in some plants.
Which we'd all love to be out doing right now, so a lot of good can come of that. And it's not too far down the road. Now, I see that the deadline for applications is actually coming up less than 2 weeks. So give folks an idea. What's a typical application? What's it look like?
It's a pretty basic application. We just ask them, you know, who's your group? What do you do? Give us a little bit of idea of the scope of your project. We do ask them what their plans are for sustainability, environment, you know, teamwork. Is it just one person applying to do something, or is it a group of people that has a history of working together? Just kind of give us a feel for how successful the probability of this actually happening is. And then again, with the sustainability, like I mentioned, you know, once this project is up and going, how will you be able to maintain it? Because as I said, people can't apply for our grants 2 years in a row. So we want to know that if they do install a community garden or start a seed library or start a youth gardening program, that they have plans to continue doing that or continue maintaining it. If they do get the money. We do also, once they get the money, we have signs made up, so we'll ask them to put a little sign in their garden project for the year that says, supported by Master Gardener grant funds. And then we just ask for, at the end of the year, we ask them to give us a commitment that they'll give us just a short report of how the money was spent, maybe send us a photo of their completed project. So it's a pretty easy application. We ask them about 4 or 5 questions, and then we ask for some contact information.
Ah, but there is a test at the end.
There is a test at the end, yes. So we do want to know, obviously, how people spent the money. Our grants committee does go around and try and visit the sites as well and just kind of see that the work was done. And she goes around and drops off signs to put in the plants and kind of checks in with the grantees at that time as well. But we always like to see the completed photo and project at the end of the year too, not just, you know, when it was freshly planted and we installed the sign. So.
Right, right. Well, it would be nice this year since a lot of them are at home anyway, because there's, at this point in time, there are no classes going on around the area. A lot of youth groups, children's organizations, it would be a great project to keep the kids busy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep. And our master gardeners aren't, our master gardeners are a prime example. You know, we're not getting together to do group projects, but we still have group projects that people are just working on one-on-one individually and just scheduling their time. So, yeah, we're definitely expect to see a little bit of creativity in the applications this year. Maybe not people getting together to do one big group project, but, coming up with a project that people kind of, everybody takes their own time to go do the project.
You bet. You can still have a good time with that and still enjoy and still do it in a safe manner as well. You bet. No problem. Okay, where do folks, how do they go about applying? Where do they find that application?
Some groups that have either applied in previous years or that are on our list may have already received an application in the mail. If you did not and you're interested in applying, the application is on our website, Cass County Extension website, or you can also call the Extension office or email us. We'll either drop one in the mail to you or you can stop by and pick it up. Our doors are locked, but we are working from the office, so if you're planning to stop by and pick one up, just call ahead and we'll have it printed for you and we can meet you at the door. So,
excellent. Lots of ways to do that, so take advantage of that, but do it soon. Again, that deadline coming up pretty quickly. The afternoon of Tuesday, April 28th is right around the corner for folks to keep an eye on there.
Yep, yeah, definitely get them in by that afternoon. And like I said, it's a pretty short application, so if you have a project in mind, it shouldn't take you too long to fill out the application. But yeah, if you have any questions, folks are welcome to give me a call too. If they have questions about what sort of detail should be included in the application or, you know, what sort of information they need to answer a question, we're more than happy to answer that.
Yeah, because is there like a common project that folks tend to do with this type of a grant program, or is it just pretty much whatever you can come up with creatively?
Pretty much whatever you can come up with. Like I said, we've done community beautification, we've done youth gardening, we've done projects or programs at libraries. We've done daycare stuff, churches, and pretty much the sky is the limit. If it's a community benefit, community beautification, we want to hear about your project.
Sure. Well, whether people maybe get the bug and become master gardeners at some point down the road because they were involved in this project, or if they just maybe get a new appreciation for being outdoors and kind of working your own little section of land there, it's all worth it for the master gardeners.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Kate, thank you so much. Appreciate the time today, and we certainly appreciate the help of the Master Gardeners here in Cass County for providing these grant opportunities for folks to have some fun and hopefully get outside here real soon. Appreciate the help.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking time to chat today.